بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قال: إن الله تعالى قال: من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب، إلى آخر الحديث. We're in this chapter that we should make mujahada, we should make effort for our deen, we should strive in every way. The hadith that we have read emphasizes upon us that we should strive as far as nafil ibadat is concerned and the great virtues of it. When we do our nafil ibadat, then we become very close to Allah Ta'ala and great, great virtues that a person becomes, so to say, as in the, mentioned in the hadith, the eyes, the ears, the legs, etc., by which Allah hears, talks, etc. The meaning of that is that now everything is under control and a person won't use it wrongly. So this is a great way of making our islah, by making our nafil namazes, then our eyes won't be used wrongly. Our tongue won't be used wrongly. We won't walk in the wrong direction. We won't use our hands wrongly. And the other meaning, that in all these things Allah will put great barakat. So further explanation about that, a wali which comes in the hadith here, that a person who harbors enmity of a wali of Allah Ta'ala. So a wali who is called a friend of Allah Ta'ala is defined as a person who has total faith in Allah and is Allah conscious, muttaqi. That is, a person, a yaqeen of his is fully in Allah Ta'ala. We have to check ourselves, how much do we trust in Allah? We trust much more in material things. Using material asbab which are permissible is 100% permissible. But to put trust in it, to believe that that thing does our work, that is called shirk and that is totally haram. To take medicine is 100% permissible, which is permissible medicine, not in which there is any haram, etc., alcohol, etc. But to believe the medicine gives me shifa, that is haram. Only Allah gives shifa. To use our, to lock our doors and use our burglar system and alarm systems, that is permissible. But to believe that that gives me my security, that is haram. Only Allah gives security. So we should have that firm faith. That is when a person becomes a wali of Allah. And to be a wali of Allah, we don't have to be a hafiz or an alim. Any and everyone can become. We must develop this quality. And that we must be conscious of Allah all the time. As we think of so many things all the time, we should be thinking of Allah. And that is actually thinking of Allah. But at least to that extent, that whenever we do something, we are not breaking the laws, we are conscious of that. We are walking on the road, outwardly we are not thinking of Allah. But the minute a woman comes in front, who we shouldn't be looking at, then immediately it should come to us, this is haram, I can't be looking at this woman. We are talking with somebody, it's permissible, though we are not thinking of Allah. But the minute a little bit of backbiting starts, then totally immediately we go into gear and we become conscious. Now, this is not permissible. We try and stop it. If we cannot stop it, we get up from there and go away. So like this, to be conscious of Allah all the time, that person is called a wali of Allah Ta'ala. He gains closeness to Allah Ta'ala by obeying his commandment. And a wali is that person, any ordinary person also. But he does all the farais, and that is the greatest way to come closer to Allah by fulfilling all what is farad upon us. Our namazes, zakat, in Ramadan, our rozas, if hajj is farad, etc., we fulfill those commandments. And very important together with that, abstaining from his prohibitions, to stay away from the haram. If a person, for example, goes for Umrah, which is optional, it's not for us to make Umrah. But and when we go there, even if we don't make lot of ibadat, but to stay away from all the harm, especially nowadays with the taking of photos, etc., to stay away from all the haram, from causing inconvenience to anyone. We might want to make many tawafs, though unfortunately there are restrictions on that also. But we make tawaf and we are going fast and bumping people, bumping into women, etc. That is totally wrong. So all wrong things, that is more important to stay away from than doing nafil ibadat. Doing extra ibadat is very good, but to stay away from haram is much more important. So a person should stay away from all the prohibition in order to become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. And after staying away from that and to be a friend of Allah, then a person should do abundant optional acts of worship. As we read in this hadith, when a person does all the nafil ibadat, then he becomes the eyes by which Allah sees, the hands by which Allah touches, etc. So that is also very necessary. Today, unfortunately, we are cutting corners so much even in our basic ibadat. For example, Zuhar is 12 rakats. Very, very few of us make 12 rakats. Asr is 8 rakats. Very few make 8 rakats. Isha is 17 rakats. Hardly anyone makes 17 rakats. To be a wali of Allah, we should be fulfilling all that. And besides all that, we should be making our ishraq, chast, awwabin, tahajjud. Then a person becomes a wali of Allah, and these great merits then accrue and come to him. A verse of the Quran Sharif states, Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Allah Ta'ala explains who are the walid. What first Allah Ta'ala explained the great virtues of them. Allah started it with the word Allah, and that is what is called huruf et tambih, when you want to take the attention of a person. You tell them, listen properly, give me your ears, hear what I'm saying. Like that, one of the words of that is Allah. In other words, Allah is making us conscious. Listen very carefully. Whatever is in the Quran, we have to listen. But yeah, even more Allah Ta'ala is saying, Inna awliya Allah, the friends of Allah are such, La khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. There is no fear upon them and they do not grieve of anything. There is no fear of them in the future. They know everything is in Allah's hands. Allah will look after me. Allah will protect me. And they don't grieve of anything of the past. Whatever did not come their way, they knew it was not meant for me. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, whatever is not meant for you, the whole world can try and bring it to you, they can't bring it to you. And what is meant for you, the whole world can try and stop it, they can't stop it. So a wali of Allah is aware of that, so he stays with great peace. He has got no fear, no grief. Now who are these awliya? In this ayat Allah Ta'ala explained, Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Two qualities. One is the quality of iman they have. Not just the words of iman, the reality of iman. Not iman on the tongue or in the mind, but iman in the heart. That complete conviction that Allah alone is the doer of everything. Everything belongs solely to Allah. That we are going to return to Allah. And the other, and Allah puts it in this way, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. That is, continuously they had the quality of taqwa. Not now and then we have taqwa. When we are in front of people, then we are like very big muttaqis. And we stay away from all haram. For example, the cell phone is there, we push it away. I got nothing to do with the cell phone. But in privacy, we can't leave the phone. We are all the time on the phone. So not that kind. But whether we're in public or private, whether it is our ibadat or it is our muamalat, our business transactions. Not that we are making long, long tahajjud and nafil namaz, but in our business, we are doing people down. We are robbing them, etc. We are not paying our workers properly, etc. Also, that is a muttaqi. Everything, every department of his life, he does correctly. So for them are these great, great virtues. the word nawafil, which comes in this hadith, which is meant, is the plural of nafila, and is literally defined as an extra, and refers to optional acts of worship. That is, all the nawafil, they are not compulsory, but it is like a person, you hire somebody to cook food for you, for example. He cooks the food and he leaves it there. You must dish it out now. You must eat it. But one, you hired him to cook your food. But when he takes the food, he puts it in the plate, he feeds you also. So there is a great difference between the two. The one who just did his duty, he just cooked the food and finished. Now you take it, he did his job, you pay him, and you eat now. But the other one goes the extra mile. And he takes the food, he dishes it out for you, he sits there till you eat, sees to whatever you want. He did the extra. You can well imagine your attitude towards the two, how different they will be. The one who just does his duty and the one who goes the extra mile and makes you happy. Like that with Allah Ta'ala. One is a person who just does his duty, the faraiz, wajibat, sunnat muakkada. Even in there, unfortunately, we are so weak. And then the one who goes the extra mile, after that he's still making nafil. Then we can imagine how Allah loves that person. So nafil ibadat is very important and great, great benefits. And we only got the opportunity while we are living in this world. Once our eyes close, we won't be able to do anything. So as much as we can, we should not stay back. We should not be weak. We should not be lazy. We should try our best to do as much nafil as we can. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.